Something about the Goldman House is that I drive by it at least twice a day. It's a constant reminder of what happened here in 1966.
What happened here in 1966 was suddenly the town of Surfside, Paul Novak's town, became a place where horrendous crime happened. It began when a robber slipped in through the back door while the Goldman family slept. It was unlocked. Actually, it didn't even have a lock. Novak says nobody in Surfside locked their doors back then. The robber demanded $10,000. When the Goldmans didn't have it, he took something else, their son. Danny Goldman was just a day away from his 18th birthday.
Danny's mother and I have been in a state of shock since Danny's kidnapping from our home Monday morning. We have raised $25,000 as requested by the abductor, expecting his call.
But the call never came, and for 47 years, Danny Goldman's disappearance has been a mystery. A mystery Paul Novak couldn't shake. He was 7 years old at the time. He lived about two blocks from the Goldman house. Suddenly, Novak's family started locking their doors. Parents began hanging around playgrounds to keep an eye on their kids. For Novak, the very idea that his childhood home was safe, that he would be okay when he walked in the door, that feeling was over.
You know, this wasn't a boy that just disappeared and on his way home from school vanished. This was a boy that was physically taken out of his family home in front of his parents.
Surfside was, and still is, a village on the ocean just north of Miami Beach. There's a small business district and Spanish mission-style homes on a strip of land between the beach and the bay. After the kidnapping, the media hung around for months. Then Danny Goldman's disappearance faded into just another unsolved crime. Paul Novak went on to become a lawyer and then mayor of Surfside. 6 times, actually. He asked the police chief to look into the case, but nothing turned up. Then, a year ago, a friend showed up on Novak's doorstep carrying a box of papers. Danny's mother had passed away, leaving bits of evidence and loose ends.
Those notes from Danny's mother, the original notes in my hand, were inspirational, speaking to us that we had some sort of an obligation not to just let the entire story get buried along with Danny's parents.
So Novak started combing through evidence, and he recruited about a dozen others to help, ex-cops, friends. One of them is Joe Graubert, a Surfside city commissioner. He was also a childhood friend of Danny Goldman. For Graubert, Novak's determination was infectious.
His ability to see this as a big picture, not simply some random burglary that went bad, is incredible.
This is the rear of the Goldman home. This side faces Bay Drive.
Novak regularly visits the scene of the crime. He lives just a few doors away now. He walks the property line, imagining how the kidnapping happened. He calls detectives to tell them about his progress. Whenever he needs inspiration, he goes back to that box of papers kept by Danny Goldman's mother. There's a letter she wrote, urging people to keep searching.
This spoke to us. In this form, she sent into the future, don't forget her son.
In October, Miami-Dade police agreed to reopen the case. In Miami, I'm Eric Barton.